All right. So you know how sometimes you're like getting ready for a big meeting and you really want to make a good impression?
Oh, yeah.
Well, today we are going on a deep dive into how to pitch ideas when you want to work on them collaboratively.
Awesome.
And what we found is sometimes actually being less direct with your idea makes it more persuasive.
Interesting.
It is. And we have this conversation between Jing and Amy that we're going to dig into to see exactly how this plays out.
Great.
So, you know, you've got this great idea, you're totally passionate about it, but sometimes you just hit a wall.
Right.
And I think Jing kind of does that here. Like, she comes out strong, right? She's like, we got to implement this idea ASAP. It's going to totally fix everything. Like, she's gung-ho, which is good, but,
Yeah.
well, I mean, the idea itself could be amazing, but just the way she's coming at it.
Yeah, I see what you mean. When you use that kind of language, it can make people feel defensive. And if you're trying to work together, nobody wants to feel like they're being told what to do.
Right. Totally.
It shuts down the conversation before it even begins.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't want to come off as like a steamroller or something.
Right? You want people to feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and ideas. And that's what psychological safety is all about. It's not about avoiding conflict, it's about creating a space where everyone feels like they can contribute.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So Amy in this scenario actually gives Jing some really good advice on how to kind of shift her language.
Yeah.
Like she's like, hey, instead of coming in so strong, why don't you try something like, I'd love to share an idea with you and see if you think it could be helpful. What are your thoughts?
Right.
And I thought that was such a good, like, subtle shift.
It is, because by asking what are your thoughts, Jing's showing that she values the other person's opinion, and people are much more likely to be open to your ideas when they feel like they're being heard.
Yeah, for sure. And it kind of turns the whole thing into like a back and forth.
Exactly. It's not a one-way street anymore. It's about having a dialogue and building on each other's ideas.
I really like that. Okay, so there's another thing that Amy suggests, which I thought was great too, which is she tells Jing, like, hey, you know what? When you're pitching this idea, let them know that you appreciate their expertise.
Oh, that's so important.
Right.
Because when you take the time to acknowledge someone's contributions, it builds trust.
Yeah.
And when there's trust, you're more likely to get buy-in.
Totally. Yeah. So it's like it creates this whole like positive dynamic where everyone feels good and actually wants to collaborate.
Exactly. Because you're not just colleagues anymore, you're partners working towards a shared goal.
Okay, so the next thing that I wanted to talk about is that sometimes there are these deadlines,
Sure.
and deadlines could be a bit tricky when you're trying to be collaborative, right?
Yeah.
So Jing's first instinct with this deadline is she's like, we have to get this done by next week.
Okay.
But Amy's like, hold on. Why don't you try phrasing it a little differently? Like, what if you said something like, if it fits your schedule, you know, like respecting everyone's time?
Right. It's the difference between making a demand and offering a suggestion.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, deadlines are important, but it's how you present them that really makes a difference.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to feel like they're being bossed around, right?
No, of course not.
But if you approach it collaboratively, like, hey, here's what we need to achieve. How can we make this work together? That changes the whole dynamic.
Totally. And then people are more likely to be like, yeah, okay, let's do this.
Exactly. They feel like they're part of the solution.
Okay, so in the end, Jing takes all of this amazing advice that Amy gives her and she totally revamps her pitch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it goes from kind of like my way or the highway, you know,
Yeah.
to let's figure this out together, which is so much better.
Right.
And one of the things that I really liked about her revised pitch is she's like, if this resonates with you, maybe we could chat more when it's convenient, like just super,
Super smooth.
right? It's inviting, it's respectful, and it keeps the door open for further discussion.
Yeah. So I think like the big takeaway here is that it's not just about the idea itself,
Right.
it's about how you present it.
Absolutely. It's about creating a collaborative environment where everyone feels valued and heard.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like we get so caught up in the what that we forget about the how. Yeah, I think that happens a lot. We focus on the content of our message and we forget about the delivery. But the truth is, both are equally important.
That's so true. So I guess like the big question for our listeners is, how can you apply these techniques in your own interactions?
Yeah, think about how you can create that win-win situation where everyone feels good about the collaboration.
Exactly.
It all starts with being mindful of your language and creating a space where people feel respected and heard.
I love it. Awesome.
Yeah.